In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Unless your justice exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. In this passage of the Sermon of the Mount, the good Lord detailed what the perfect religion is. What we seek is perfection. And in this sermon, we receive solid criteria. Later, the first audience of our Lord will receive this clear direction. Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. We can easily make a comparison with the last public sermon of our Lord in Matthew chapter 22. Jesus answered to what is the greatest commandment. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart and with thy whole soul and with thy whole mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. And the second is like to this. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments dependeth the whole law and the prophets. And later, the night before his passion, to his close disciples in the upper room, he said more. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love than this no man hath, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do the things that I command you. This goal, perfection, is impossible without charity, the bond of perfection, as says St. Paul. This is with charity. This is why charity is queen of virtues. It commands and directs all the other virtues. In the mind of the audience of our Lord, justice here is associated with holiness and legal holiness in religious actions, such as sacrifice. The inner court of the temple, where Israel was waiting for their sacrifice to be consumed, is what is meant first here by the altar. And many legal rituals of purifications at that time meant to signify this necessity of purity of heart to please God in religion. And what does the Lord say? Leave thy gift before the altar and go first to be reconciled to thy brother. Less than perfect is not enough. We are urged here to avoid first the main attacks against the fifth commandment in thoughts and in speech, considering those just as grave as physical attacks. Even more if we pay attention to the promptings we receive in the upper room of our soul, we would rather die for our neighbor than harming his salvation. Why? First, to remember that judgment belongs to God only, and we will be judged on our judgment. Second, the violence of the passion of anger is one that can obliterate one's discernment. Anger is legitimate to eradicate evil that is actual and present. The soldier, to accomplish his sacred duty, needs a certain dose of anger sometime. The saints, in spiritual combat, they showed exercise of holy anger at certain time, but it is not meant to dwell in it. When you are at the altar refers to the time of our offering prayers, our attendance to Holy Mass and Holy Communion. We are urged to take out any roots of anger that does not work the justice of God. What Jesus says is to turn the temptations to give in anger into occasions to pray for the salvation of our neighbors and reconcile with them, at least in intention. If the case is pending, to let it in the hands of divine providence that will take care of it in its ordinary ways. This week we have the feast of St. Vincent de Paul and see how passionate he was for the cause of charity. Nothing to do with an angry social justice warrior. See how divine grace enables a heart that is free from anger. I have run the way of thy commandments when thou didst enlarge my heart. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.